All right, so welcome into week two. So excited you guys are here, and I've loved hearing from you about the different things that have been happening to you this week, and the different signs that you've gotten, and the different synchronicities. Very, very cool. It just totally, it excites me every time, because it excites me when I get it, but it excites me even more when someone tells me, oh my gosh, you know, I was listening, or I did the morning prayer, and all of a sudden I'm noticing things I weren't noticing before and all that kind of stuff. So it excites me. So if you want to raise your hand and share, that would be awesome. I'd love to talk to you. Again, you can type into the chat and share anything that you want to share there, if anything crazy happened to you. I am going to share a couple of the emails that I got. So thank you guys for emailing in. This is so fantastic. So Nikita, I don't know if you're on, but if you are, hello. If you're watching this on the replay, hello. So you emailed in saying that you're more aware of the signs and synchronicities, but sometimes you still forget to notice them. I guarantee you everybody forgets. Like, there are always signs, I think, that are coming to all of us that we don't notice. But I like to just celebrate the ones that I do, because the more that I start noticing them, the more that I'm sort of training my brain or training my mind to pay more attention. So the more that you start to notice, the more that you will get. So you said when we did the meditation last week, you called for Archangel Michael. I love Archangel Michael. And asked him to show you a particular blue color. That's so cool. And you were surprised that it was your son who was wearing a t-shirt with that exact color, and a t-shirt that you had never seen before. You know what? You probably, well, maybe you've never seen it, or maybe you just never zeroed in on it, right? But it could be something that we look at every day. But when we ask for the sign, the person that we ask for will make sure, or spirit, or the universe will make sure to put that in our line of vision and sort of have it be that aha. So before, we weren't looking for it, we weren't paying attention, but all of a sudden something that we're looking at all the time takes on a whole new meaning because we asked for that particular sign. That has happened to me so many times, where sometimes I'll even question it, where I think, well, that's been there this whole time, but yet I zoomed in on it and thought of that person, or I thought of that Archangel or whomever. And yes, that is them putting that into your awareness to say, hey, I heard you. Here's the sign. So that's so cool that it came through. It came through as your son. So fantastic. So thank you for sharing that. And then let's see, I also got an email from Francis. Hi, Francis. And so Francis, it was the, yes, the one in, if you did the morning meditation that's written in here, that's total, or the morning prayer that's written in here, that's fine. There's a meditation version of it, but the prayer itself that's in the handbook is totally perfect. So you did the right thing. And so, oh my gosh, you had a lot going on this week, which is so awesome. So, you said on Monday, on Monday, you said, on Monday we did the meditation where we said who we wanted to get a sign from, and you got the chills twice. So that was awesome, because that was really almost a recognition of the fact that that person hears or heard that sign. I remember a friend of mine, she's not a practicing medium. She uses it in her work as a psychologist out in California. And I remember her telling me once that when we get the chills, like let's say we see something from a loved one, or we get a sign from a loved one or whomever, and we sort of get the chills, the way she explained it to me, and I thought it was the best and made the most sense of an explanation, is she said to me, it's almost like their spirit is passing through you. And when their energy passes through you, it causes you to get those chills. So, or, you know, either passing through you, or they could be right next to you, and you sort of just kind of, their energy causes that sensation in your body. So yes, that you got the chills while you did that was sort of the recognition that the prayer was heard and the request was heard. Then you said during the week, while you were talking to a client, during the conversation, she stated that what you were saying to her was a coincidence, and that someone else had said, this must be my lucky day. So you took those two things as a sign as well. And I love that because it's sort of like you're now noticing other people too, right? People all the time we say, and we're going to go over that tonight about noticing. People will say, oh my gosh, this must be my lucky day. Or, oh my God, that's exactly what I was looking for. Or this was perfect timing, right? We hear people say that all the time and we say it ourselves all the time, but we don't always sort of make that connection. Like, wait a minute, what's behind this perfect timing? What's behind this lucky day type of a deal? So that's awesome that you're noticing it in other people as well, because your awareness is expanding. So that's awesome. And then on Saturday, you said you went to cash in a scratch-off ticket that you had won. Congratulations. My father's a big scratch-off winner. All that. He always wins. I never win anything, maybe $2. But he wins like $500 on those scratch-offs sometimes. It's awesome. So you said you found out the amount was more than the ticket indicated. So that was definitely sort of a gift to you from the universe. That was a surprise and you took that as a sign. And then you see angel numbers periodically throughout. That's awesome. You see, angel numbers periodically throughout your day. So you've just been trying to be mindful of your thoughts when you see them to understand the meaning. Perfect. So how awesome. You had a very sign-filled and synchronistic-filled week. So that is awesome. And thank you so much for sharing that. But that's how what you experience is literally happening around us all the time. We're just so busy with our day-to-day lives, with everything that's going on, and we haven't really sort of trained our minds to pay attention to it. So that's what I want you to be kind of garnering from this class, is it's really just sort of opening and expanding our awareness. And it's sort of like, I always say, once you sort of open the door or turn the faucet on to these things, they just flow and you'll never look at things the same way again, which is awesome because you're going to be looking at them in a completely elevated way and a way that makes you feel joy and, you know, increases your faith and so much more. So thank you so much, everybody who shared all of that. So a crazy thing happened to me, not crazy, but, something that I noticed in terms of a synchronicity was I find, especially in my work, a lot of things ever since I started the magazine back in 2008, just I've seen how things sort of line up for me and they, you know, the universe is directing me in the right way to go in order to sort of do what I'm meant to do, get the messages out that I'm meant to get out. And I'm in a group of people. There's four of us in the group, which is sort of like a mastermind. We're all entrepreneurs. We meet often. We have like a text chain going all the time. And they're just amazing, amazing people. And they're, you know, all over the country. And so one of them had suggested that we join this program. And we were all hemming and hawing. We weren't sure if we wanted to do it. And then we all decided to join the program. And she was actually the one who started this mastermind and brought us all together in the first place. And I have literally been having a problem with my Facebook account for like 3-4 years. I mean, literally just this issue where I can't access my business manager account, which is like my Facebook fan page, and I can't access that through my personal account. I have to log into another thing, and it was messing up all this stuff for me. And it was literally driving me nuts. I've had so many people that are Facebook experts try and help me. I even got in touch with Facebook and did a chat with them, and they could not figure it out. Okay. That's how insane I had messed up this thing. And so it's just been years, and I just kind of had it out there that I'd like to fix it and whatever. Well, we've all decided to join this thing. It's this learning experience. It's about marketing and all this stuff for, you know, in terms of entrepreneurial business. And we joined it, and during it, they're talking about Facebook. And it turns out that you, as part of a member of this group, you can reach out and ask for help with certain things. So they have a couple of people who are really super, you know, excellent when it comes to Facebook. And so I wasn't even thinking about it. And one of the members of the mastermind said to me, you should really reach out to so-and-so in this group and see if they can help you. And I'm like, Facebook couldn't even help me. Like, how is this person going to be able to help me? So she said, I'm telling you, he's amazing. I've talked to him for my stuff. Reach out. So I reached out. And within, I'd say, maybe an hour of me sending the email, I was put in touch with the guy who could help me. He sent me an email back and said, here's my calendar, book a time. And this was on Friday, right? So he's like, book a time tomorrow. So he literally took time out of his Saturday to help me with this problem and booked the time. We got on Zoom. Within 10 minutes, he fixed my entire Facebook problem that I've had for years that Facebook couldn't figure out. And I was like, oh my gosh, if I hadn't bit the bullet and joined this group with everybody, if I hadn't joined the mastermind a couple of years ago when Dana asked me to join it, if I hadn't met Dana, who I reached out to randomly, I found her online to ask her to pick her brain about some stuff when I was starting the Elevated Existence Summit back in 2013, right? All of this stuff sort of lined up. And so I thought, okay, that was worth me joining this group in and of itself, because I didn't join the group to fix my Facebook problem, right? But the universe knew that I was going to find somebody that was going to fix my Facebook problem. So that was something cool that happened to me this week. And again, my mind always sort of goes in reverse now, which is what we're going to cover tonight. But I always go into reverse, like, oh my gosh, this amazing thing happened. And then I start thinking about all the things that had to line up in order for this amazing thing to happen. And I start realizing how just like what looks like random stuff is just, there's an order to it. And we just have no clue. We don't know when we're in it. But it's just once you start opening yourself up to this stuff, you will start seeing, like I said, so this happened and I thought, oh my gosh, like what had to line up for this? And I immediately saw all of the synchronistic dots that sort of lined up, right? So that's what I want to help you figure out tonight. So last week we talked about signs and, you know, we assigned a sign and now we're a little bit more open to that. And this week, what I want to focus on, let me just grab the workbook. I want to focus on the, clearing some blocks, which we're going to do. And then I want to focus on that noticing and awareness piece. And you're going to have a little bit of homework to do this week, but it's not crazy. It's very easy. It'll take you 5 minutes at night. And I give you the exact questions to ask yourself, in your notebook. So first I want to, we're going to clear some blocks. We're going to follow the footsteps exercise that I have in the, workbook. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the homework and what I want you to do to start sort of making sure that you're noticing more of the things that are happening to you on a daily basis and keeping a record of it. Because when you keep the record of it, you can go back and you will see things that you didn't even see at the time that you were keeping the record of it. There's so many pluses to it. So let's start. And then before we end, what I want to do this week is just to give you some sort of something else to focus on. Now we still have that sign you assign to people. So still, you know, you can still be on the lookout for that sign. That is a sign connected to that person forever right now. But I'm going to do a quick card reading. Those of you who know that I adore and use these all the time in our membership community, The Wisdom of the Oracle Cards by Colette Baron-Reed. I want to pull a card and see what the universe wants us to pay attention to this week. And what I want you to do as part of your homework is you're going to pay attention to that card and see where that theme or whatever it is that it's talking about pops up for you. So it's going to kind of give you that extra exercise to do. You can do a card a day. There's so many different ways you do it, but I want to do one for the week so that I can send you guys out there with something to sort of tune into. Okay. So the first thing, is, and there's so many different ways to sort of clear ourselves. There's meditations we can do and, different ways to sort of unblock limiting beliefs or get rid of emotions that might be, you know, in the way of receiving signs and things like that. What I want to do tonight is just walk you through a EFT tapping exercise. And I'm going to give you what to say and you can repeat it back and we're going to do some clearing right here. But what I want you to know is as you're going through your week, or as you're going through even after this course, right? If you start questioning things or feel like, you know, I haven't noticed a sign in 4 or 5 days, or nothing seems to be happening, or oh my gosh, what if they stopped? Or if you start getting yourself sort of stressed out about this, you can always go back to tapping and just tap through your own stuff. Just literally talk out loud and vent while you're tapping, and it'll keep sort of clearing the energy for you. But we're going to start tonight, and we're going to just do a basic sort of tapping on, you know, this whole concept and fear of not being able to get a sign or whatever. And even if you're going to say like, Tammy, I have, you know, what you're saying doesn't apply to me, tap with us anyway. You're not going to tap it into yourself, but it will still release and clear energy. So for those of you who don't know what tapping is, if you look in your notebook or your workbook, really, I guess, you see this little lady, right? And she is the tapping chart. And so it's basically called the emotional freedom technique, which sort of works on the principles of acupuncture or acupressure. And it literally, you're tapping on different meridians of the body where energy flows. And the goal is to sort of shift and clear out that energy. A lot of times when I'm doing clearing, whether it's EFT or other techniques, I will yawn a lot. People burp. Sometimes you'll sneeze. You'll start coughing. You know, whatever it might be. I tend to yawn all the time. I'm like a yawner when it comes to really starting to clear energy. And that's how I know things are clearing out for me. If you don't think it's not working. It's okay, but I just want to let you know. So basically the whole goal of tapping on these meridians is to shift and clear and move that energy out of your body. Because as we go through life, limiting beliefs, unprocessed experiences, stuck emotions, you know, whatever from traumatic experiences of our life or whatever sort of is going on in us, or however our brain has been programmed, it tends to sort of get these different beliefs and things stuck. So by tapping on them while we're consciously saying things, you're reprogramming the brain and you're releasing. So that's what we're going to do a little bit of here tonight. And again, I mean, I use this for a host of different clearing things. You don't have to use it for emotions or healing or anything like that. You can literally just use it to, if you're anxious and you don't know why you're anxious, you can just tap on that. You can tap if you have pain, if you have a migraine. I've done it for migraines before. If you have back pain, if you have anything going on, but especially for anxiety, tapping is amazing. So you can follow me. I'm just going to tap on the different points of the body. So we start at the first one is the karate chop point, right? So that's this side of your hand here where you would like karate chop somebody. Then there's the top of the head, in between the eyes, outside of the eye, underneath the eye, underneath the nose, the chin, sort of where your collarbone is. You want to go down like a couple of inches from your collarbone. And then under the arm, sort of where females out there, where your bra line would be. So those are the tapping points that we're going to go through. So again, I'm going to tap through sort of a script that encompasses a lot of different fears and beliefs. Whether or not you have it, it doesn't matter. Like I said, you can sort of just tap along with us. And then in doing this, what happens sometimes is you might come up with something that I'm not saying, right? So we might be tapping and you might say, oh, this thought just came into my mind. Or maybe after we're done tonight, you'll start thinking of something that applies to you. Like, oh, that, you know, or that sign. Oh, that's right. I didn't accept that. Or, you know, I'm really worried about this. Tap on that even after this. Or if it comes up while I'm doing this with you, tap on that. And nobody can hear you, so we don't know if you're off script. And it will, because a lot of times as you're tapping, things come up that you weren't conscious of before, because you're sort of clearing things out and you're bringing things up. Okay, so let me Okay. So we're going to, you're going to follow me. We're going to start with the karate chop point. Anybody has any questions at all, just let me know. You can type it in chat or the Q&A, either one. We're going to start with the karate chop point. We're going to tap, we're going to do three setup statements here, and then we're going to move into the different points on the body. And just, you can just basically follow along and do this with me. And just as I, when I say something, I'll then stop and you can repeat either out loud or to yourself, if out loud, if you can, on your end. So I'll make a statement and then I'll be quiet for a second to let you sort of repeat that statement. Okay. So let's start. And hopefully my cat doesn't jump up on me while we're doing this, but we'll see what happens. Okay. So first of all, if you're sitting in a seat, wherever you are, so just close your eyes for a minute, take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and then let it out through your mouth. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out through the mouth. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you have never received a sign in your life and you absolutely do not think you would be able to do any of this. And one being that you feel you are the like most aware person out there and are seeing signs every hour, right? Like that's the scale. Where do you fall on that scale right now? Ask yourself and sort of give that a number from 1 to 10, because I want to see if by the end of this, we can change that number a little bit. So maybe you're like a 4. Totally cool. Maybe you're a 9, maybe you're a 7. Where are you in terms of how easily signs flow in and how much you believe in your ability to get them more often? Okay. So just kind of have that number in your head and we will start. So starting at the karate chop point, you're going to tap here just like this. And you're going to repeat after me. Even though I haven't really noticed all the signs and synchronicities happening around me in the past, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. Even though I'm not sure that I can always tune into the universe and notice these signs and synchronicities around me, and part of me is worried I'm missing them, I am willing to release that fear and worry now. Even though I worry I won't be able to recognize or understand this meaning behind the signs and synchronicities, I give my subconscious and conscious mind full permission to let this go. Okay, so now we're going to go to the top of the head, right? And we're going to right in the middle tap. I'm not sure I can keep doing this. Inside of your eye. You can do two hands or one, by the way. You can only do one side. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I tend to do two. I don't know why. But you could do either hand or just one, whatever. I don't think that I'm psychic, so I'm not sure I'm going to be that good at this. Now tap the side of your eye here. I never seem to get any signs. Or I don't get enough. Under the eye. I don't think my loved ones are actually trying to communicate with me from the other side. And if they are, I keep missing them. Part of me is afraid I won't be able to recognize or understand them when they come. It's too hard. Collarbone. I feel like I'm always missing these signs and synchronicities I'm supposed to be seeing. And then under your arm. I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to do this right. And we're going to go back up to the top of the head. I know Tammy says everyone can do this. And that it will get easier over time. But I don't know if this applies to me. After this class is over, I'm going to forget to do everything. And I'm not going to be able to notice the signs and synchronicities anymore. Side of the eye. What if this doesn't work for me as well as it's worked for others? What if I can't decide if something is a sign or not? I'm really worried that I'm not going to do it right. I don't really get that many signs, and I haven't in the past. You're going to go down to your collarbone. I don't think this is going to work that well for me. Under your arm. I'm afraid I might mess this whole process up. Now you're going to go back to the top of your head. I know other people can do this, but I'm not sure I can. Side of your eye. What if I think something's a sign, but it's actually not? Now you're going to go under your eye. I don't know if I can trust the universe and the answers I get from it. And trust they're not just coming from me. Under your nose. What if my loved ones aren't sending me signs? Chin. What if they are sending me signs and I'm missing all of them? Collarbone. What if that means they're going to stop sending them? Under your arm. What if I think something's a sign and it's actually not? Just take a minute. Take another deep breath in. And let it out through your mouth. Sort of assess how you're feeling right now. Has anything moved? Anything's changed for you? We're going to move into some positive statements next. And again, you can adapt what I'm saying to you here to anything that you have going on. So if you get a sign and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if that's a sign. What if that's not a sign? You know, well, is somebody going to come after me? Like, you can just literally tap anything that sort of comes up for you through this process and move through it in the future after this. But I'm just giving you basically a sample on a generic broad scale that I find are some of the things that I hear from people about this. And then you can make it more specific in the future. And you can do this for anything that you're struggling with, not just signs and synchronicities. But let's go back and we're going to start with... We don't have to do the setup statement again because we're still in the same zone. So we're going to just start with the top of the head again, and we're gonna focus on positive statements now, right? We started with negative to sort of get rid of all that stuff. Now we're going to put in some positives. So start with the top of your head. Maybe recognizing signs and synchronicities is not as hard as I thought. And you're inside your eye. I know it's the language of spirit. And there is a knowing within me on how to communicate. side of your eye. I bet I've been receiving signs in the past and just not acknowledging or recognizing them. Under your eye. I just need to open myself up, set my intentions, and my awareness of signs and synchronicities will begin to expand. Under your nose, it's already expanding. Your chin, I know the universe and my loved ones are always communicating with me. All I need to do is tune in and accept the gifts they send. Now you're going to go back to the collarbone point. I can do this. Under the arm. I am open and willing to accept the signs and synchronicities, and I can relax and enjoy this process. Top of the head. There's no right or wrong here. Eyebrow. I give my subconscious mind permission to open up and let these messages from spirit and the universe flow into my conscious mind so I can recognize them. Side of the eye. I give my conscious mind permission to accept signs and synchronicities from the universe and my loved ones on the other side. Under your eye. I don't have to be a trained psychic or medium to communicate with spirit and my loved ones on the other side. Under your nose. I just need to remember it's possible and expand my awareness, which I'm doing right now. Moving to the chin. I have all that I need to uncover signs and synchronicities from the universe already within me. Collarbone. I look forward to these gifts from spirit and my loved ones on the other side. And I will be grateful when they arrive. Under your arm, I expect signs and synchronicities to be part of my everyday life. Take another second. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Let it out through your mouth. I don't know about you, but whenever I do any type of EFT, I just feel lighter. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that or not. No matter what I'm saying or what I'm doing, I always just sort of feel like lighter. That's the only way I can explain it. So hopefully some of you are feeling that as well. And sort of pay attention again to where you are on that scale. We're going to do one final round here. And then we're going to go right into the second two parts of the five-step formula, which is noticing and capturing. So we're going to do one more round where I go back and forth between negative and positive statements. We're just going to go back and forth. And then we're going to end and see if that number on your scale has changed at all between that 1 and 10 from when we started. So let's start again. We're going to start at the top of the head. Checking on my cat so she doesn't jump up on me. Top of the head. Recognizing signs and synchronicities can be hard. eyebrow point, but I'm ready for the challenge. And I know it will get easier over time. Side of the eye. I'm not 100% sure I'll be able to do this. Or that I'm going to be able to keep this up moving forward. Under the eye. But I know I can relax and enjoy this process. Under the nose. I'm still afraid I'm going to question whether or not it's really a sign. And what if I don't know for sure? The chin. I know the more I practice this, the more I will feel secure. Collarbone. I still have some fear around knowing what is a sign and what is not. Under your arm. But I'm going to say yes to what comes to me from now on. Take another deep breath in through the nose. Hold it and let it out through the mouth. Okay, how are you guys feeling? Did you feel anything shift? Did you feel like your number sort of went down? Hopefully it didn't go up. Let me know in the chat what you guys are experiencing, if you experienced anything from that. And let me know if another sort of belief that I didn't address came up or is something that you guys worry about or is something that is an issue for you when we're dealing with signs and synchronicity. Type that in the chat as well, because I want to address those as well, because sometimes we think we're the only one who has that idea or has that that experience or that fear or whatever. And let me see. Okay, great. Ravindra, you're feeling better than before. Okay, that's fantastic. So what you can do moving forward is you can go through that tapping sequence and personalize it more to yourself. So again, if it's been a few days and you feel like you're not getting signs, or you didn't get a sign, or now you're worried that you're not going to get a sign, or whatever it is, you know, some of you might have said, well, I signed my sign and I haven't seen it, right? Or I didn't get it yet. And that might bring up some stuff. You can tap through that and you can release that and you can remind yourself that it's okay. You're more aware today than you were yesterday, and you're moving forward, and you're going to recognize the sign when it comes, and you're going to give yourself a break, because this is almost, it's a new language we're speaking, right? So that's what I want you to do there. Thank you, Ravindra, for sharing that. I appreciate that. Okay, so if we go into your workbook, so on page 5, we have, we're going to go into noticing. So the first step in this 5-step process was setting your intention, which we're now doing with the morning prayer every day. The second step is saying yes. So we are going to take what comes to us moving forward, right? Because we agreed that we're just going to say yes to the signs that come and say, thank you, I would like some more. Step 3 is noticing. So that's really where you're going to start opening up your awareness to the things like, I think it was Frances who wrote in and said she recognized somebody else had a coincidence or heard the phrase, it's, you know, this is my lucky day. So you're going to start noticing the things that you're saying or that other people are saying and realizing it's more than just a coincidence, realizing there's something going on, there's spirit or the universe behind this, directing people, helping people, guiding people, right? So on page 5 of your workbook, you'll see sort of all those different little phrases that I say where people say, oh my gosh, what a coincidence. Or I was just thinking about this and now, you know, it popped in front of me. Or, oh my gosh, the strangest thing happened. Or the weirdest situation happened. You're never going to believe this. My friends always say this, like something so weird happened to me and I thought of you and I had to call you. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And there's always some type of like coincidental situation or something where they think they got a sign, but they want me to verify it. So, you know, again, this is something that I just needed right now. This is the exact answer to the question I was looking for. Or, again, that, you know, this is my lucky day, whatever it might be. When you find yourself having those experiences, realize there's something else going on. And you'll start noticing a little bit more the synchronistic connections, right? The dots that sort of connect our lives that we're not even aware of at the time. But when we look back, we can start realizing how this led to this, led to this. And then I may have detoured here, but I came back around here. And you just sort of start seeing your own map. So that's sort of the phrases that I wanted to give you guys here. And then if you look on page 6, this is the follow the footsteps exercise where I'd like you guys to fill it out while we are on. So how did this come about? I originally, when I started really sort of noticing these signs and synchronicities, and it started for me when I got Deepak Chopra on the first cover. Oh, my mic is going in and out. Let me see. Let me know if you, let me move up forward. Let me know if you can hear me better now. Hopefully you can. If not, then I'll unplug it and we'll just try to use the computer mic, but we'll see what happens. So it started for me when I started noticing the signs and synchronicity and realizing how things lined up for me to start the magazine, to get Deepak Chopra on the cover, all of these different things. And so I decided I was actually going to make my own timeline, my own sort of life timeline of these major events in my life. And so literally from birth till the time that I was doing this. And so I went back and I put in, you know, when I graduated college, my first job, how I got my first job, you know, relationships that started, relationships that ended, whether it be friendships or significant other, you know, my mother's death. You know, just big, sort of these big events that were happening in my life. And I started filling in as I went, you know, I didn't do this all in one day. I just sort of mapped it out. And then as I remembered things, I would fill them into this life timeline. And I started realizing so many different things that I didn't, because I was thinking in chronological order. I was thinking in year by year, right? Like I literally went year by year and listed things out. In doing that, I realized that, and I can't remember if I shared this with you guys on the first call or not, but I realized that George Anderson, who the medium that we went to, George Anderson actually published his book, Lessons from the Light, the book that my sister's friend brought into our house merely, I guess it was maybe 5 months, 6 months before my mother died, and introduced my mother and me and my sister to George Anderson before she even died. So that when she died and George Anderson started showing up everywhere, we made that connection. And my sister said to me, Mommy knew about him before she died. So she's trying to get us to go to him. But that book was sent to our house and brought into our consciousness months before she died. But it lined up perfectly because that's who we wound up going to see. That's who we knew she was familiar with. That's who we were familiar with so that we paid attention when he started showing up everywhere, right? And it all sort of lined up together. I didn't realize that he had published the book until I started thinking about like, well, how did we even know about George Anderson? And then I remembered, oh, that's right. She brought the book. And then I was like, I wonder when that book was published. So then I looked it up and I saw that it was literally published months before she died. So all of that stuff, I didn't, for years, I had never made that connection until I started looking back and doing the exercises, which is one of the things that I want you to do now. So instead of doing a whole life timeline, which by the way, you can totally do and I recommend, I want you to try this follow the footsteps exercise for one particular event or one person. You can do either. So let me see. Is it 5 questions? 5 questions. And then I put the basic questions on the page 7, which I want you to kind of go through, which can help prompt you to dig deeper, to sort of excavate these details. Okay. So if you can pick one significant event in your life. It could be how you met your spouse. It could be how you met your friend. It could be a job you were fired from. It could be a brand new job you got. It could be moving to a new home or a new state. Whatever sort of major event in your life that had meaning for you. Sorry, my cat is crazy. I want you to start there. So that would be your number one. That would be the first answer, right? So pick something that you wanna delve into tonight, whatever that might be, whatever connection that might be, whatever job, whatever situation. Pick that and put that as number one. So basically, as we go through these questions, and if you don't have this in front of you, I'm gonna read the questions out loud, so don't worry, and you can just jot them down or put them on your phone or whatever you want for the answers. But it is all in your workbook. So what we're going to do is just sort of answer some of these questions. So I'm just going to read them out loud, and then I want you guys to sort of jot them down for yourself, to see if we can find some of these connections, right? Some of these, like I said, the example that I gave with my Facebook thing 3 years before that, you know, or it was even more than 3 years before that I met Dana. And because of my connection with this woman, Dana, it allowed me to get involved in this mastermind, which allowed me to do so many amazing, wonderful things that I wasn't doing before and have a group of entrepreneurs that I can lean on, and eventually led me to join this other group, which led me to get my Facebook problem fixed. And I'm sure there's going to be a million other synchronicities that come out of this, because I'm already floored at what's been going on so far. So again, we want to connect those dots. So the second question I want you to ask yourself is, why was this event or person significant in your life? What was it about this particular event or person that made it significant, made it something that was big? What happened? You know, if I chose my mother's death, I would say, well, my mother's death, it was significant because I lost my mother and it completely changed my life, right? It completely rocked my world. So why was this event or person significant for you? So jot that answer down. Another example could be, I could say my reading with George Anderson, right? So I could say one of the biggest events for me was my reading with George Anderson, which was in October 2000. Why was this event or person significant? I realized my mother was still around and she was still here and could communicate with me and completely changed everything in my entire viewpoint, right? So then the third question, what led me to this event or person? So what had to happen or what did happen in order for this to occur? That's where and jot the answer down. I'm just going to keep talking here. So jot the answer down. But again, for me, my sister's friend bringing that book, that's how I uncovered this. My sister's friend bringing that book into the house 6 months before she died or 5 months before she died, whatever it was, led us to know George Anderson and led us to go to George Anderson and led my entire life to change. And again, had no idea when the book came in the house that this man was going to change my life. So what sort of led you to that person or that event, and what had to happen in order for this to occur? And then the fourth question is, where did this event or person lead you next? So what did this person or what did this event lead you to next? For me, George Anderson led me to reading everything about him, led me to Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer's Power of Attention completely changed my life there, led me to Deepak Chopra, led me to the Chopra Center, wound up starting a magazine and getting Deepak Chopra on the cover because of my connection. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is what I want you to sort of start opening up and seeing. Like, where did I go because of this person? Where did I go next, or what happened next because this event happened to me? That's what I want you to write in that column. And again, any questions, feel free to type it into the chat. And then another question is, And again, you might, not all of these might apply to your specific situation, but these all are helping you sort of excavate things. So the fifth thing is, what would not have happened had I not done this or met this person? And that would help you uncover sort of another event in your life, another dot that this person or this event led you to. That maybe had you not done this, you would not be where you are now, right? So if I didn't reach out to Dana randomly because I found her on the internet to ask her questions about summits back in 2013, I wouldn't be in this mastermind group now, which is helping me tremendously. I wouldn't have joined this inner circle thing. I wouldn't have gotten my Facebook page fixed, right? All of these things sort of lead us to something. I always say Dana was like an angel in my life back then when I found her, because she helped me tremendously back in 2013 when I did my first summit, and now we're on like season six and what have you, but she still continues to be an angel to me. And you guys all have people like that in your life. It's just sometimes we're not making those connections. So again, those basic questions, if you're struggling at all with trying to find answers, would be sort of, how did this happen? What led me here? Where did I go next? Who did I meet here? What lesson did I learn? Where, you know, what information was I given that I didn't have before that then led me to the next thing? Those are the types of things I want you to sort of try and uncover with this. And if anybody wants to share, I would love to hear from you. So I'm not just listening to myself speak. But I just want to make sure that you guys are getting this and that this is sort of giving you aha moments. So let me know. And also, just the quick story that I like to share with this is, because it was just one of the funniest things ever, is when a friend of mine called me and said to me, you know, Tammy, I know you teach about all these signs and synchronicities and that everything has meaning and that everything that, you know, everything that happens in our life or every choice that we make is leading us somewhere, but I'm just not sure, you know, I was thinking about this and I'm not sure, you know, I went to school for criminal justice and I'm not doing anything with criminal justice. So why did I go to school for criminal justice? And I said, all right, well, let's think about this. I said, what made you go to that college? So she answered the question. Well, it was, you know, I want to do criminal justice. It's one of the best ones in New York and blah, blah, blah. All right. I said, did you meet anybody at college that was significant in your life? Did you meet anybody at that particular college that became significant for you? And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I met my fiance there. And I was like, hello, you met your fiance there. Like, to me, that's huge, right? Now, to take it even further, not only did she meet her fiance there, unfortunately, her fiance died suddenly, but his death opened up her psychic abilities. She actually became a medium and still does readings today, and her gift is amazing. And she wound up working with police. So she wound up using some of that criminal justice, right? But sometimes we think, well, I did this and I didn't, what the heck? I didn't go to school for this, or I didn't do whatever. But it's like, what else happened? What else was going on there that you're not even connecting, that you're not even thinking, you know what? I went to that college so that I could meet this person, so that this person could wind up changing my life, right? So maybe you're not doing anything specifically in criminal justice, or maybe you're not doing anything with your teaching degree, or, you know, whatever it might be that you have. But what else was significant about that? Because there was no accident. You were where you were meant to be. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So let me know about the exercise if you guys have any questions. And you can do this over and over and over again as you start to realize, because then what you're doing is you're sort of training your mind to think that way. Like I said, when I got my Facebook fixed, I was like, oh my gosh. If this didn't happen and that didn't happen, and oh my gosh, this all lined up perfectly for the universe to help me to fix this problem that I've had for so long that it was inhibiting me of doing certain things on Facebook that I wanted to be able to do, but I couldn't access my account. So huge. It was huge for me. But immediately when amazing things happen like that, I now start to think, oh my gosh, what happened before this, or what had to happen in order for this to happen, and what would not have happened if this didn't happen? And I just constantly am thinking in these connections. And that's what I want you to start realizing, because when you start realizing how amazing all these connections are, you're like, you will never doubt again that you are going to be okay. And that no matter what happens to you, you will wind up somewhere where you're meant to wind up. It kind of I always say it takes some of that uncertainty out of life, because life is uncertain, but it gives you that certainty that no matter what life throws at you, you're going to wind up where you're supposed to wind up. And it's just beautiful to see how orchestrated it actually is. So, any questions? Again, you type them into the Q&A. So before we end, I want to, I'm going to do the quick card reading, and then I'm going to go over the homework, because the homework piece is the fourth piece, which is about capturing. So not only do I want you to start noticing these things, but I want you to start capturing them. I like to actually have a journal. I have a gratitude journal at night, but I also have a synchronicity journal where I like to go over my day, which is what I'm going to teach you on page 8 here with these questions. I like to go over my day and jot down anything that might have been significant, because you will forget moving forward. And this way, you're not only are you training your mind to kind of go over your day and see what you might have missed, but you're also going to be able to look back on that journal and see repetitive themes, or see things that you know, maybe you forgot has already happened before. So let me do the reading really fast, because what I want to do, I'm just going to pull a card, and I want to see, basically I'm going to ask spirit or the universe what we most need to know or pay attention to this week that will open us up. So what do we need to pay attention to? And then when I read that, I'll tell you sort of what you can look out for as to how this card relates to you during the week. Okay. So I have not done this yet. So let me just shuffle the cards really fast. I'm cutting the cards 3 times. Okay. I think I'm going to do, I always do the end of the deck, so I'm going to do that too. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this to you. Oh, wait, let me see Fran. Okay, so you're asking about Mercury retrograde. Oh my gosh, yeah. What I find with Mercury retrograde is the biggest stuff that goes wrong is technological. So I do not believe this will affect you. And she's asking if this is going to affect anything in terms of the signs and synchronicity with Venus going direct into Sagittarius. So I don't think it's going to hinder it in any way. Will signs be heightened or affected in some way by the retrograde? It's possible. It's possible that you might be more, sensitive, I would say. But that would be a good thing when we're dealing with signs and synchronicity, but I definitely don't think it's going to hinder anything. What I find what it messes with mostly is, technology goes crazy in Mercury retrograde. And also sometimes contracts and things like that might get messed up, or they say don't embark on something new or start, you know, sign a new contract during Mercury retrograde or things like that. But I don't think that that will affect, I'll do some research on it, but I don't think that that will affect signs and synchronicity. If anything, you might be just a little bit more open and more aware to it, but I wouldn't worry about, that. If anything, the technology for this class might get wacky in the next couple of weeks, but hopefully, knock on wood, we'll be all right. Okay. So what I'm doing with this is, I'm going to read to you, I wound up getting both cards reversed, so that means there's just one protection message. The reason I want to do this is I want you to listen to the theme that the universe is communicating to you. If you are listening to this week, the universe is communicating this to you. And what I want you to do is take this theme into your life this week and pay attention to anything that happens around you that could relate to it. Okay. So instead of asking a particular person for the sign, we're asking the universe, what do I need to pay attention to this week? What should I be focused on? And then pay attention to anything that might happen around you that will reiterate the message or have something to do with the message, right? So let me read what the message is and then I can give you some more examples because I just did this and I don't even know what it is. So the card that I pulled is called Between Worlds. This is the card. This is the card how it's supposed to be, pretty. But this is the card, we got it in the reverse position, or she calls it protection position. So let me read what this is. And then I will go over the homework. I know I'm over time. I tend to talk too much. Okay. Three. Okay, so Between Worlds. So the essential meaning, and then I'll read you it, it's in protection. So the essential meaning is transitions. Not being quite out of one situation and fully engaged in another, temporary blindness or no man's land. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see what the protection message is for this. So the protection message for this is be mindful of your expectations. This is not a time for guarantees. Things will not go exactly as you plan or dictate. Let go and see what spirit has in store. What takes hold in your life will be better than you can imagine. So what this is telling me is this week, as we go into this week, I want you to pay attention and look for things that maybe they're not going exactly as you planned. Maybe things are not going the exact way that you want them to go. What this is saying, you need to let go and see what spirit has in store for you, because what will happen will be even better than you can imagine. So as you're moving through your life this week, if things start seemingly not going your way, or if something falls through, or something isn't working out as you planned, I want you to stop. I want you to let go and say, I'm giving it over to the universe. The universe can figure this out for me. And then pay attention to how it unfolds and how it works out. And note this nightly in your journal when we're going to go over these evening things. So pay attention to what's happening, seeing things not going your way, and then noticing if they actually turn out to be better than you thought, than your original plan was. Now, I like to do the card under the deck because I always find it goes with the reading. So let's see, let's expand on this a little bit further. So the card I got is happy, happy, pretty. But again, it's in the protection position. So let's see what this has to say for us this week. Oh, here's the cat. You got to do this while I'm doing a reading. Come on now. You want to say hi? Say hi, everybody. Hi. All right, go. Okay. So number 26. This is happy, happy. So the essential meaning of happy, happy is joy and contentment, a sense of fulfillment, a feeling that all is well. That's always good. Let's see what the protection message is. Okay, protection. Okay, it says lighten up because this is a time to be ridiculous and silly. See the world through the eyes of a clown and don't take yourself or any situation too seriously right now. Have fun, be playful, and make laughter the order of the day. You'll be surprised how everything just seems to fall into place when humor leads the way. Being happy and lighthearted is a wonderful icebreaker. Life is meant for play as well as work, for laughter as well as tears, for celebration as well as focus. Spirit wants to sparkle through you today. Smile and enjoy each breath and each moment. Miracles lie in the silly things today. So again, I feel like this is talking about no matter what is happening to you, sort of look on that brighter, sillier side. Have a playful energy about you this week and see where spirit maybe comes in or the universe comes in and puts you in situations where you can be silly and playful. Pay attention to that this week because that's this card coming to you. And again, that between worlds, that protection message for that was about the, you know, things not going your way, but they're going to turn out to be better than you thought. Pay attention to that theme this week and pay attention to where spirit might put you into a situation where you can find more joy, where you can be happier and where you can sort of be silly and playful rather than maybe stressed out or sort of regimented, right? So those are the two sort of themes for this week. Let's see how they play out and pay attention to those themes throughout. Now, let me show you the homework and I want you to sort of incorporate this into the homework and then we will close out for tonight. And I know this week is Thanksgiving week for everybody. So happy early Thanksgiving. Okay, so the capture piece. So again, you'll see in your notebook, these are the nightly questions. Now you can photocopy this if you want and just do this all week, you know, make 7 copies of it and write it right here. You can do it in your phone. You know, those of us who have our little iPhones or Androids or whatever, you can do it in the notes section of your phone. I like to actually have a physical journal because I like to actually write it out every night because I'm writing out gratitude every night. So in right here, I say in a notebook or in the notes section of your phone, what I want you to do is sort of replay your day. So you sort of start from the beginning of the day and then you move through your day. What happened that could have been a sign or that could have been something synchronistic that could have, you know, when did you find yourself saying, oh, what a coincidence, or, oh, that was something that I needed that right now, or that was perfect timing or what have you. And you have questions here that I want you to sort of go through at night. There's just 5 questions that will help you uncover some of those things throughout the day. So as you're doing this, pay attention to anything that relates to these questions throughout your day, but also just have that mental note of the reading we just did about where is life trying to get you to be more playful and silly and joyful. And where are things maybe not working out for you the way that you wanted to, but then maybe they either right now you notice this isn't working out, but you already know that it said spirit's going to make it even better than you imagine. So you know you're okay. So just note something's not working out. Or if something didn't work out and you already saw that it worked out better. Those are the two sort of themes that I want you to take with you this week. And let's see how they come up for us. So every night you're going to sit down, you're going to ask, did anything happen today that I would call a coincidence? You know, did you run into some, you know, did I run into somebody that I haven't seen in a long time or what have you? Did I come across anything that I've heard about before today, but now it's in my face? So again, you're thinking about taking a class, reading a book, starting a new diet, whatever. Is there something that was ruminating in your mind that sort of came across your awareness to remind you of that today? Did you meet anyone today? Run into somebody you haven't seen for a while and sort of jot down exactly what happened with that? Did anything happen that reminded me of a loved one that passed on? Did I hear their name on TV? Did I see a license plate with their name? Did I see their favorite flower when I was walking into a job interview? You know, did I suddenly smell a scent of perfume that reminded me of that person? Did I get the sign that I had assigned to this person, right? Whatever it might be, write that down. And did anything surprise you today or work out unexpectedly, which is funny because that's exactly what our reading, and I wrote these questions a long time ago. That's exactly what our reading was talking about. So sort of just go through your day and think, okay, did anything strange or interesting happen today? Did anything seem synchronistic? Did anything, was there a number that I keep seeing repeating? Jot those numbers, that drop that number down that you keep seeing repeating and what that meaning is. So I want you to just sort of go over your day. As you do this, like I said, you're going to be opening your awareness in your everyday life. As you're moving through your days, you'll be more aware. And then you'll also sort of have that record that you can go back to see, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize this, and this happened. You know, yes, it was 3 weeks apart, but this is something I should be paying attention to, that type of a thing. So that is your homework. And that is the reading. Let me know if you guys have any additional questions. You know, you can always email me and just email editor at Elevated Existence and I'll get it. And then those of you in the membership, you know, you can find me in the Facebook group. I love when you guys share there. And for you members also, I'm going to be announcing, I announced the giveaway for December, but I'm going to be announcing more details about it, which is that whole vision board kit from Jack Canfield. So I'll be announcing more details about that soon. And I wish you a beautiful night. Thank you for staying a little bit longer with me. And good luck this week. Enjoy this whole process. And I am going to be doing it with you because I'm taking that reading into my own life too. And if something comes up, I'll let you guys know for me as well. And please share with me as well. Continue to email me. Let me know what's going on. Because I think when we share with one another, it really helps us to start noticing these things in our own lives. When we see other people accepting them, it makes us feel more comfortable to accept things as well. So I wish you a beautiful, beautiful and elevated evening. And I will see you guys next week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, those of you who are celebrating, and bring gratitude into your week this week as well. And yes, thank you, Fran. And I will see you guys soon. Have a great night.